and welcome to the fourth episode of The Dragon Show. It's Dragon Fair Together. This is Alkali and Xander.
I'm not here.
Alkali's not here. And
I'm in space getting herpes.
He's getting space herpes.
Space herpes. I watch History Channel. Space herpes.
Somehow, the history of space. Yes, I don't know.
Panspermia.
Panspermia, yes.
History Channel. Space herpes.
They don't know what any of this means right now.
But don't they watch History Channel?
No, because they're smart.
History Channel is the only channel you need on a TV. It has everything. Every genre is on the History Channel. Comedy. Presidential Secrets. That show's hysterical. Like, yep, he knows about aliens. Good luck. Action. Oh, war stuff. All right, exploding ships in CGI. It's girly CGI.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I've seen too much of that.
Lesbians do great with CGI.
Not so much in my experience.
Virtual penis.
I've seen enough of that.
Then we've got comedy action. Oh, drama. Oh, there's lots of drama on the History Channel. The world's going to end. How this week, Professor? Space herpes.
Yes, getting back to space herpes.
And that's what was on this week. Yes. Space herpes.
Basically, the next major illness is either going to come from space.
Space herpes.
Or from birds.
Bird space herpes.
Or from space birds. Birds from space.
Caw! No, I'm sorry. Caw!
There you go.
Oh,
from the world of tomorrow.
Today.
Yep. So,
we all have space herpes now.
How will we know when space herpes comes?
Well, instead of it being on your butt, I think because it's in space, it'll be nose herpes.
Oh, okay.
So,
that makes sense.
Stop fucking people in the nose.
Yeah.
It's going to be... The kink community is in a lot of trouble on this one. This might end the world.
I've never done nasal sex myself. Uh-oh.
Guess what we're doing tonight.
Never have I ever...
Space herpes.
Had space herpes.
Panspermia.
Yes. Panspermia is when alien... Wait, was it...
It's the theory that a comet mistook Earth for a vagina.
Yes.
And it thrust itself into it, into the vagina with, you know, space herpes. And now the Earth is pregnant. And
yes.
Humans. Millions
all
and millions
life.
Of humans.
Yep. Not even just humans.
All life from a comet slamming into the Earth. But the graphic that the History Channel used looked a lot like a dick going into an Earth vagina.
Yes. So.
So our planet is the vagina in this metaphor.
Panspermia. God fucked the Earth. And that's kind of close to creationism, honestly.
God just fucked humans then.
Oh, okay.
I mean, snakes got it made.
But he rested. Wait. I'm confused. I forget the order.
On the seventh day, God made snakes. Because they're awesome. They get an entire day to themselves.
No, Satan was like the original snake. Right?
He just got it. He was like, oh, there, God, I took your coolest animal. No! Now you're red.
Wasn't Satan originally a snake?
He appeared as a snake in the garden. But it depends on which, like,
but he lost his arms and legs because
who the... Okay, seriously, if you're as badass as a snake, what do you need arms and legs for? Those fuckers can catch bullets. Not very well, but they can catch bullets.
That makes sense now. That's why Cobra. They're a satanic cult. This all makes sense now.
Tim's not here. Cobra can't show up this show.
No more Cobra Commander. No.
We can't do that for us.
No, not without him.
No.
But Cobra is a satanic cult.
Well, most cartoons are about Satan.
Oh, okay.
The G.I. Joe. Cobra can't satanic cult. Okay. The gummy bears. Seriously. Vodka gummy bears. Okay, Satan.
The fucking berry juice. What was it? The gummy berry juice?
Yeah.
What do you think that was?
Like PCP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought so too.
Bouncing here and there and everywhere?
Meth. Yes.
Ooh. Oh my, so you're telling me that gummy bears is the original Breaking Bad? No, it's the original Breaking Bad. That's where, if you look at the scripts, they're almost identical.
Yes. Wait, were they in a tree? No. That's a Keebler Elves.
No, I think they were in a tree too.
Were they in trees?
They were in something.
I can't remember.
With that much meth, they were in each other probably during commercial breaks.
The weird thing about the gummy berry juice, though, it was like it affected them differently. Like it made them bounce on their asses, but the humans became really strong.
I don't remember that part.
Okay.
So gummy bear juice is...
It made humans really strong.
It's steroids?
Yes.
So don't give steroids to my teddy bear or else it gets stoned. Got you.
The teddy bear will bounce, but humans, they'll bust through your wall. Basically.
So it's Kool-Aid.
And their testicles shrink.
No, boobies.
Too much gummy berry juice.
Oh, and then they give everyone space herpes.
Yeah.
Oh, poor space herpes. It gets a bad rap.
Back to space herpes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everyone likes to itch. Oh, there's nothing like scratching a fresh itch.
Okay, that's true. So you're saying itches are like...
Space herpes.
They're gifts from God.
God who fucked the Earth.
Okay.
Which looks like a vagina, according to the History Channel.
God damn it.
H2 is even better. H2 doesn't care. For those of you who don't watch History Channel...
H2, the next level.
It is. H2 has decided it's like, all right, well, that History Channel thing is all serious. We're going to just talk about aliens and monsters, and we're going to have specials.
H1 is crazy people, and H2 is crazy scientists on drugs.
They're awesome! Do you know what the next Modern Marvels is going to be for H2?
What?
Stink.
What?
I'm not even kidding.
Stink?
It's the history of Stink. I'm hooked.
Oh my god.
I need to see this.
Oh.
How many furries do you think will be on that episode?
Yeah.
Like, this is a fur convention. Cause of over 800 millijoules of stink.
Con stink.
What do you measure stink in? Because joules is electricity or power or something.
Well, whoever stinks really bad, I don't know, and then you just, like...
Do you think we can measure it in furries?
I would say so.
This place smells of four furries.
If there was any ground zero to start measuring stink, that would make sense to me.
You know what the worst part is?
What?
Like, okay, I've done, you know, tons of fur cons, and yes, there is definitely a problem with bathing.
Yeah.
Doesn't even come close to Gen Con.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, poor gaming conventions. Because at least at fur cons, you fucking, you go shower.
Yeah.
At gaming conventions, you game, and then you go game. And very few games involve a shower. So, next year at Gen Con, the shower game.
Yay, shower game.
It's actually called Space Rape.
The thing is, when I went to, the one time I went to, like, some anime convention.
Why would you do such a thing?
Someone dragged me there. So that's why.
Anyway, did you have a giant sword?
No, but I saw many people with giant swords. It was quite amusing.
And was that before... a sexual innuendo? Or
No.
Then
I'm
you
sorry.
Didn't do the convention right?
No, I didn't. But anyway, it was funny. There was a funk in the video game room.
Oh, and how?
Because they went there and they stayed there. They didn't leave.
That has become exponentially worse ever since the introduction of the Super Funk Machine, better known as DDR. they give them their own room now because the paint keeps peeling off the walls.
Oh my god.
It is and you know what, like, all the power to you. I'm a bigger guy, yeah. I understand that us big guys need reasons to exercise.
Yeah.
Why is it the larger you are, the better you are at DDR?
There are two kinds of DDR players. The thin Asian.
Yep.
And the huge guy causing earthquakes.
See, I think it's because he presses the buttons harder so it never misses. The machine is just like, okay, you win, stop stepping on me.
You can hear it screaming. So, okay, yeah, that's the thing. It's like the huge guy playing DDR, it's all those skin folds rubbing together that causes the funk.
Yeah, well, what about the skinny guys? What causes that funk?
They don't have a funk. I don't know. Maybe they do.
They're so funky, though.
They're funky in a different way.
Asian funk.
That's like the Funkasaurus playing on the DDR.
They're more efficient at their funk.
Don't fake the funk on a nasty dunk.
You know what else it smells?
What?
And this one's not as bad, but if you ever go on one, there's definitely... It's because of the change in climate that most people aren't used to. Cruises.
Yes.
Oh, every once in a while, you're just walking along like, ooh, bacon. Ooh, somebody... Wait. Oh, God, pile of shit. Oh, why? Why? Is there a dead dolphin? Is there a dead dolphin that jumped aboard our ship?
So have you been on a cruise?
Technically, yes.
Okay. What do you mean technically?
I was on the boat? I was expelled from the boat.
How?
It was a gay cruise.
Expelled?
The pirate. The captain was not gay. Let's just leave it at that.
Not the butt pirates.
No. Well, there were butt pirates aboard. There was actually a group dressed in pirate costumes. It was quite entertaining.
Okay.
From the waist up, they were dressed as pirates. Waist down, peach and thing.
See, I don't know if I would ever go on a cruise.
Oh, you're going on a cruise.
Oh, we're going on a cruise?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Fuck. Okay. Hopefully,
they're all inclusive, babe. Oh, my God, the booze.
Only if I have a jetpack that I can bring on the plane.
I can give you something and call it a jetpack.
That's not a jetpack. That's your penis.
Jetpack!
There's no jets on it. I'm pretty sure.
If I don't come for a week, it'll explode.
Quick! Get on the jetpack!
Quick, ride me to safety!
Is that what Michael Jackson said? Quick, get on the jetpack! I have a jetpack! Quick, ride the jetpack!
I don't want to be Michael Jackson in your innuendos.
Too late.
Oh, crap.
So, yes. a cruise ship went down, and you don't read the news, so you don't know this.
It's not that I don't read the news. It's that it's all sad news. I read the happy news, like space herpes is coming.
That's not happy news.
It is for me. That'll get rid of my normal herpes. If I get space herpes, does it cancel out the... Like, are they two negatives?
Yes.
And I'm finally okay.
You will be...
Note to the listeners, Alkali does not have herpes.
You will be the patient zero for things canceling each other out, and they'll figure out how to cure space herpes from whatever the fuck is going on in your body.
I'm Mr. Burns. No, sir, actually, you have so many diseases they can't all fit through the door at once.
Exactly.
So what you're saying is I'm immune. No, even the slightest wind could... Immune.
So, yes.
So you knocked over a cruise ship? I saw the picture. It was on its side. I thought that was funny.
That was me. Yes. Sorry.
I thought so. You farted.
I farted and it tipped over.
Because you've had so many jetpacks in your ass.
And it was like, apparently it was just like the Titanic, but smaller and Italian.
Okay. No. Stop.
What?
Absolutely not.
What?
I read enough of this to know what happened.
Okay.
So the captain got too close to shore so that his cook could wave at somebody.
What?
And the ship tipped over.
No.
Absolutely. They were riding the ship close to shore because they want to show off the ship, and they went in a little bit closer because the cook's family was apparently right there. The head cook.
Hey, DeMario, I want to wave at my family.
What is that, the turtle? Crap.
Oh, no. Boobity bobbity.
I wonder how many hit points a ship has.
I don't know. That's a good question.
It looks like it's one. Is it just...
Over.
No, seriously, think about it. Okay, let's go back to older shipwrecks.
If it was an undead ship, all you have to do is use a phoenix down on it, and it'll just die right there.
Oh, that doesn't
99999.
It doesn't work in all games. It's only your weird Final Fantasy bullshit games.
I don't know. It worked on the Ghost Train.
God damn it. Can't kill anything in Skyrim like that.
Nope.
The most damage you do in Skyrim was like 8. There's no 99999.
I throw a potion at you.
8.
You are dead.
No, think about it. Okay, let's go way back.
Okay.
Okay, the first ships.
Yes.
So the first ship, the first guy, there was a log in the water, and he laid down on the log. And he's like, oh, this thing floats. And since it was back so far, a dinosaur ate him. Okay, so that was the first boating accident. Dinosaur ate him.
Wait, we're in the version where humans and dinosaurs lived at the same period?
I'm not a very religious person. I can do whatever the hell I want. Religion is the only reason we can't combine dinosaurs and humans.
Aww.
And that fact bullshit, but who cares about that? So okay. Dinosaurs and humans lived at the same time. First boating accident, we're going to go with a plethiosaurus. Okay, that's the first boating accident. Now they're actually building boats, okay?
Okay.
Well, this is the time of turmoil in the world. War. What happened? They were on fire while on the water in their boat. Screaming to death while water was all around them. And I guarantee you somebody died being burned to death with water all around them. That's the second boating accident. Now there's no boating accidents for 600 years because you never hear about any of them. Now comes the war. Pirates. Cannon shooting. People going aboard ships. Sword fights. That's a badass boating accident. Titanic, a fucking iceberg said, bitch, and sunk the biggest ship ever. What are we at now? Guy tried to wave to his family and the boat tipped over. Something's gone wrong. We're going backwards.
Yeah, this isn't the plot of a big Hollywood movie. This is more of an after-school special kind of thing.
Can we make a big Hollywood movie about the Tyrannosaurus eating a rope or eating a log with a guy on it?
Yes.
We can call it Jurassic Park 8. Oh, 2 minutes
Jurassic
long.
Park Zero. Yes.
We can be sponsored by Pepsi.
Jurassic Park Zero. We went backwards, bitches. That's for some reason Jeff Goldblum's in there. He's like a caveman.
No, he's actually playing the character from the first movie who's just standing there. How chaotic! And then it just cuts to the end of the movie.
So you're saying he makes a time machine that's like, it's all chaotic and math. So that's my best Goldblum. I can't do a Goldblum.
It sounds like the same as your Drew Brees.
I'm Drew Brees.
Meh.
Drew Brees ends every sentence with meh.
I don't think he does. I think that's just us.
Oh, okay.
So, but yes. I could accept it. So
Boat sank.
Cool.
So why are we still on boats? Because they're fun.
Well, because space herpes ran its course.
Okay.
I found the cure, by the way.
What?
Jetpacks.
Oh, right.
So if you're free, my jetpack needs a tunnel to go.
Stop trying to get people on your penis with your jetpack maneuver. It'll save your life.
And it's filled with jet fuel. Please help me.
So what else is on our little topic list there?
Well, this one's yours, and I'm going to shut up now.
What, the Funkasaurus?
Furry in pop culture. A new segment. Furry in pop culture. Oh, you're the Echo?
Yes.
Okay, that's your new
name. That's what they call me.
Dude, you could be a villain.
That's a bad nickname. Because they're like, yeah, you can yell in his ass and you'll hear an echo.
No. You should be a supervillain, like against Batman. You could be the Echo. And you dress like Batman, and everything you do the same way as him. Until a duck comes along and you get all confused because they don't echo.
Oh my god. He would, like, the old Adam West Batman would take a duck out of his belt.
That's because Adam West might have been the greatest Batman. Like, these new Batman are like, oh no, my love interest. Oh no. The old Adam West was like, sharks! My shark spray was here. Good for me that I carry everything.
Shark repellent.
Was it a shark repellent?
Something like that.
It's still the greatest.
Yeah. So yes, back there was a, for the two people who actually watch wrestling, what are you looking at the time?
Little.
Okay. There was a guy, he was supposed to be a big scary guy, but he came out and started dancing and calls himself the Funkasaurus. And the thing is that this guy makes little faggoty motions with his hands doing the Funkasaurus dance. So I was
like, is he like my size? Is he like that tall?
He's bigger than you.
And he's doing little Tyrannosaurus
and wider
movements.
Than you. And he's like, yes, exactly. Like, wow.
Wrestling has gone downhill.
It's true. It's like, wow, I don't think this guy's realizing what he's doing right now.
I remember being a child and arguing, no, wrestling is real. Can't you see? They're really fighting each other. Look at that chair. Oh, hospitalization should occur here, but he's okay because they're wrestlers, and you know, it's real.
You know what's funny is the chairs actually cause concussions and bad things. They've actually scaled that back.
Wait, they don't use as many chairs anymore?
Not that often,
no. What are they on, benches?
No, well, like, so here's a funny thing. They'll sometimes, like, use a water bottle, and the guy will sell the water bottle, like, oh my god, I just got hit by a tree. You just died inside, did you?
You know, they used to at least try.
Yeah, of course they did.
The worst part is my brother was one of those kids
sure.
that started a backyard wrestling
oh, no.
thing.
Oh, really? He seems like the type.
Oh, he is.
He's a moron.
Well, the worst part was that for a while, we didn't see him for like a week. He was out every day. This was in the summer. And so finally, apparently, my mom called his friend's mother, found out that the mother at this other house that my brother was going at for a week was gone.
Oh,
and the
no.
father worked all day, every day, and could really care less about what was going on.
Uh-huh.
So they turned their backyard fenced-in pool.
Oh my, the pool?
The pool into a ring, because it was all fenced in their backyard. It was a taller fence. I don't even know why, but I remember this. It was like almost looked like a public pool. It had a fence around it.
Okay.
It was an in-ground pool, and they were using this as their ring for cage matches with a pool.
This is a bad idea.
Oh, it was a terrible idea because they recorded this.
So would they just slam each other into the pool and then like almost drown every time?
To start.
Okay.
That's how they started, was throwing each other into the pool. Well, then they realized that they could just go out and buy shitty mats from like Salvation Army and surround the pool with these shitty mats. And it all culminated, and I shit you not, to the day we got a call that my brother had fallen on a box of tacks.
Oh my god. So they actually brought the tacks.
They brought real tacks.
Yeah.
Threw them down on the mat, climbed up the fence, and tried to push each other off the fence into the tacks. My brother fell off the fence into the tacks, rolled into the pool. The pool was a festive pink color.
Oh, wow.
It was ridiculous. I don't know how my parents put up with us.
For those who don't know, Dan's brother, he's kind of like Stone Cold Steve Austin because he drinks all the time but without the millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to...
you know, that's probably the nicest thing anyone's ever said about
him. He's like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He drinks.
Constantly drinking.
Oh, I'm sad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, okay, so you're a Tyrannosaurus wrestler. I have to know,
yes.
Did he win?
He keeps on winning, yes.
Oh, God.
And he's totally funky. And he's always dancing, and he's having a good time. Now, the thing is I think, now I don't know if they know about Terry the No-Sex Pterodactyl.
Terry the No-Sex Pterodactyl says no sex!
I think he's the polar opposite of Terry. So maybe Terry will just fly in once and just say
just
no
beat him up with his wings?
Yes. Was Terry a girl or a guy?
Terry the No-Sex Pterodactyl was asexual.
Okay, this makes sense, because
yeah.
Terry is one of those names that
exactly.
can go either way.
That's the night that we came up with it, it was a very unisex name, until all the other furry characters came along to add to the story.
Did you, going back to wrestling, did you find that out before you found out Santa Claus isn't real?
Santa Claus isn't real?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
No, I mean,
and who was mommy
know.
Kissing under the mistletoe that night?
You don't want to know.
Oh, he did look like the mailman.
No, but seriously, when did you find that out?
What did I find out about wrestling or Santa?
Like being fake. Well, being scripted, not fake.
Oh, wrestling being fake? About the same time when I saw three people trying to get Yokozuna out of the ring, and Yokozuna just standing there. And that's when I found out X-Men was real. Because nothing moves the blob.
It's true.
Oh my god, it was awesome. But it actually ruined it when, I can't remember who he was. I think he was the Witch Doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the King of the Ring match. He ran in, ran at whoever was in the ring first. The guy went down and threw him out of the ring. And I was so angry, I decided right there that this must be scripted. Because what could possibly beat a Witch Doctor? It's one of the classes in Diablo 3.
I told the Witch Doctor.
I was in love with you, boom,
and
boom, boom.
Thrown out.
And he got thrown out of the ring.
Aww. Right.
But then I'm sure he used voodoo and caused Yokozuna to be heavy.
Well, it's okay, because he came back as a pimp. So.
What?
What? He was repackaged as a pimp.
The Witch Doctor came back as a pimp.
Yep. He just came
I know
back.
The Undertaker came back as a lumberjack.
Wait, what? No, he wasn't a lumberjack.
Wasn't
he was like a biker. He was a biker.
Wait, bikers aren't lumberjacks?
What? No.
I thought that was the same thing.
No, sorry.
Come on, they go out in the woods, cut down trees, and ride motorcycles.
I don't know what world you live in.
The one where bikers are lumberjacks.
Oh, okay.
Chop, chop. Vroom, vroom. Chop, chop. Vroom, vroom. That's what they do.
I'm a lumberjack.
I'm okay. Ride motorcycles all the damn day. See?
See, now I want to watch that fucking bikers show.
What, the lumberjack show?
No, that's not a lumberjack. Oh, but there is a lumberjack.
Oh, really? Gee, yes. Who was right here? You owe me a jetpack in the ass.
The Sons of Anarchy, whatever.
Sons of Anarchy is all about the lumberjack trade.
Okay. So, okay, we should move on to listener question.
We do have listener questions this week. People emailed us.
Yes.
I'm kind of scared of the questions.
Okay.
Right, hold on, let's go to the first one. All right. You read it because I can't read your handwriting.
Oh, okay. All right. The question is from Crazy Corgi is, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Killing people with my mind.
Really?
Probably.
You know...
I'd never be caught.
That is actually a pretty good superpower. Because, like, Professor X actually... I thought he did that to
he
Magneto.
He can do that.
Yeah.
That's why Magneto wears the helmet.
Yeah, but he actually does just say, okay, I'm sick of your shit, and just shut his mind off.
Yeah, if he's not wearing the helmet, he can do that to anyone. That's how they beat Juggernaut.
Right.
If you go, I think the comics was the one who had that storyline, but the original Juggernaut, just you couldn't destroy him. So Professor X had to incapacitate him with mind powers.
So you just have crazy mind powers.
Maybe. But the other thing is, like, that wouldn't be as useful because I'm, you know, I don't want to be a bad guy. It's just my upbringing.
Just any power you get, you would just use for evil.
Right, so I think I know a power that I would have that I would just use for maliciousness and not evil.
All right.
I think I would teleport.
Oh, nice.
Oh, absolutely. Dude, teleporting?
Especially in a snowstorm.
Oh, and conventions?
It's going to take me forever to get there. I'm there.
I'd never need to take another day off again. You just wait till work's done, go over there. Okay, cool, I'm here.
That would be amazing. That would be an awesome story.
And not to mention, you always carry smoke bombs on you. And everyone thinks you're just how did you do the magic? Like, if you didn't have that smoke, I could figure out the trick.
You could make millions of dollars that way. That's very true.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So,
what's yours?
Mine.
Is it jetpacks?
No.
Yes?
No.
Taking anything in your ass.
I already have that superpower. No, I don't have that superpower.
Yeah, I know. We learned that during the
I look at the Bad Dragon Medium and I'm like, what?
Oh, I love Baseball Night. That was
Baseball
hysterical.
Night. Anyway, okay, my superpower would be, like, Beast Boy, be able to turn into anything, in any form, or animal.
Yeah, there's the furry choice.
Fuck anything. Yeah. But it's true, though. You could fly, you could have sex with anything, and not get arrested.
That is disturbing. Stop it.
What? Who didn't watch, what the fuck was it?
Teen Titans.
Well, there was Teen Titans, yes, but Yeah, he wouldn't be a superhero. He'd be too busy going around fucking everything. Or maybe he got that all out of his system first, then he became a superhero.
Well, I'm sure he did. He's a teenager.
Yeah.
That's the one part about Teen Titans I can't believe. Everything else is fine. All the superpowers, all that. It's like, no, they're teenagers.
That's the uncensored version of Teen Titans. So, no, as I was saying, and now I forgot what I was going
to
say.
Damn it! Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
That's why I just make it up as I go along. Teleporting!
Train of thought. Nee, 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 nee.
Which starts with a T, which was the shape of the Teen Titans building, which was on an island, which cruise ships would go by, which they would wave at, which would fall into the water, hit by a comet, space herpes. We're back at the beginning of the show. Everyone, welcome to the Dragon Show.
Anyway, no, we're not there yet.
We're not?
No. No, here's what I was going to say, was with the... You turn it into any... Oh, that's what I was going to say. Okay. The Sword in the Stone. Did you ever see that movie?
Oh, The Sword in the Stone was great.
Yeah. He turned him into a bunch of different fucking animals, and there was one part where, like, he turned him into a squirrel.
Oh, right!
And he was going to get laid. He totally was going to get laid. I don't know if they cut that
she
part out.
She wanted his nuts.
Yeah.
No, they didn't cut it out. Oh, if they cut out,
she
he got
went
laid?
Out his nuts?
She wanted his nuts. She was a squirrel.
Did she really?
Yeah. She wanted nuts.
She wanted his nuts.
All girls want nuts, no matter what species they are.
Yeah.
So, especially the lesbians.
You couldn't have watched that as like, oh yeah, yeah, I want to do that.
That was one of the times I realized I was a furry, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gargoyles was my big introduction into
amazing.
Furry.
Are you kidding me?
Though at first when I heard furry, I assumed it was all furry creatures. Then I met dragons and lizards, and I'm like, you're cheating.
Then they tease the whole furry thing in Gargoyles even more. They're like, oh, they're turning human people into... animal people.
Do you remember who did that? The
Tim
voice
Curry.
Actor? Yes! Fucking Tim Curry!
That settles it. Tim Curry should be a guest of honor. Why? Because he turned people into furries in Gargoyles. That's it.
Let's not forget he's a sweet transvestite.
Oh my god, he'd be the ultimate guest of honor.
That might be the biggest convention if somebody could get Tim Curry to show up.
Oh my god. That would be amazing.
And he's just all kind of awesome. He could just go there and like do all the announcements for the con. And that voice, it's like, oh, everyone's horny.
He just comes out and he's got those big-ass horns on his head from Legend for no reason.
Oh, I forgot about Legend. He was awesome in that.
Yeah. I don't remember much about him from that.
He was, like...
ridiculous horns.
That's the thing about him. He's such a weird... like, his style of acting is so different that no matter what he's in, like, I'll watch it. I didn't even know what Clue was about. Now it's one of my all-time favorites. He was awesome in Clue.
Yeah. If you've never seen Clue, it's one of the best movies ever.
It's up there. It is really high up there. It's just a fun, like, screw-with-your-head comedy. It was funny. It's a comedy.
Absolutely. All right, should we wrap it up?
Well, we got one more question here.
What's that?
All right. Dear Dragon Show, I don't listen to your show. I found this email. Would you like penis enlargement?
Yes.
Signed, this is from one of our friends. All right, so we have to finish up the show by talking about reasons we don't want penis enlargement. Basically, the aerodynamics don't work. My jetpack needs to fly straight.
It hurts even more. There you go.
Jetpack.
I don't have that ability. All right. If you want to write the questions into the Dragon Show, it's dragonshow@gmail.com.
No more penis questions.
No more penis questions.
By the way, thanks for that one, buddy.
All right.
We'll find you.
This is Xander.
I'm Alkali.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Have a nice night, all.